Spalding with you as we're talking Jackson Heights football here heading into week number 8 of the football season. Talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Cobras, and the Cobra Locker Room Chats every week are always presented by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, Farm Bureau Financial with Rob Ware, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, the Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Health Center, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Coach, 7-0 with a big win last week at Valley Falls, 54-6, the final. What'd you take away from last week's contest with the Valley Falls Dragon team on the road for your final road game of the regular season?
Well, from my vantage point, I think we started out pretty sloppy there in the first quarter. You know, we had one of those screen passes that wasn't behind, wasn't in front of the line of scrimmage, and it was one of those, the ball's laying on the turf, and our coaches are yelling to, you know, cover the ball, and we finally cover it, so we give ourselves terrible field position right at the beginning, but we're able to, you know, get a pass interference call and go in and score on that first drive. And it really seemed like that first half our defense was just flying around. I don't know if right before halftime Valley Falls went and, you know, had a couple plays. I know Coach Now just was running a lot of different stuff that we usually don't run defensively, blitzing our outside backers when we probably didn't have to, and Valley Falls exploited that a little bit and were able to drive down. And then our defensive secondary got our eyes in the wrong location, and they were able to run a sweep pass there for a touchdown. So credit to them on that. But other than that, I feel like our defense played well. I think they had negative yards up until that point in the first half. And then in the second half, we were able to execute a little bit better. You know, Drake was able to, I think he was 12 for 16 passing, so he was very, very efficient on the offensive side of the football throwing it. And we could have gave him a lot more carries during the course of the game. You know, there was 6 seconds left to go before halftime, and he was able to, you know, break one for 65 yards untouched to the end zone. So we're just working on a lot of different things, getting a lot of different people some touches. But we feel like if we would have gotten Drake the ball a lot more, I think the score would have been a little bit different there in the first half. But like I said, we're just trying to get everybody the ball, everybody more carries, and everybody you know, up to speed on the game plan.
Yeah, preparation into the postseason, 7-0, and perfect in district as well. Everybody circled this next game all year long. It's been one that has been on the radar, and the playoffs really start this week, I would say, for your program. Number one ranked team in the state still. What's the mindset as you flip the script from Valley Falls last week to now? It's go time. It's playoffs. It's week 8. District title and league title on the line this week at home against JCN.
You know, we always tell our kids that when it comes to the last game of the season, you know, it's a privilege to be up for a district title and a league title, and we always tell our kids trophy season has begun. It's what you want to do with it. We have a lot of expectations, just like I think JCN probably has a lot of expectations as well going into this game. I know our goals at the beginning of the year is to win a league title, to win a district title, and then to make a deep run in the playoffs. And I think everybody's goals are probably about the same to that. And, you know, we just got to embrace the challenge that, is, put forth to us. JCN is a great football team. You can just tell by watching their film. I think we were pretty fortunate this year, and Coach Snyder would probably say a little bit differently, but I think they played somebody that we played back-to-back weeks, so we have a ton of their films, and we've watched a ton of their film, and you can just, by breaking down their film, you can definitely tell they've gotten better each and every game, that they got a lot of youth up front, but they're hitting on all cylinders right now, so it should be a wild and crazy game here on Friday night at Dave Henry Field, and that's what you want it to be, to come down for all the marbles when it comes to a district title and league title and playoff seeding.
All right, we're going to break that game down a little bit deeper here in our second segment. We got to step aside for a quick break here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats right here on 103.9 KNZA. Jake Spalding back with you here on the Cobra Locker Room Chat, week number 8, and hanging out with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jacksonites Cobras. And coach, you know, we've already kind of alluded to it a little bit, but big time matchup tomorrow night at home. It's senior night. It's a lot of things on the line. Again, a district title, league title, one seed implications, or playoff seeding implications are all on the line. How are you getting your kids ready up for a game such as this magnitude?
You know, I'll do the old little coach spiel right now. You just got to take it one game at a time. I think everybody knows how big of a game it is, and the best thing that we have going for us right now is these kids have been in this situation. You know, they made a deep run in the playoffs last year. We don't need to talk about that. We've already talked about that in previous shows on how it ended and how these kids just, it fueled their fire during the course of the summer and everything. But we just got to stay grounded. You know, the little things usually win these big games, and we just got to go into it with a 1-0 mindset and just worry about us still, knowing that JCN is going to be a very, very formidable opponent for us. And, you know, just going into this game, we're just going to have to watch our P's and Q's, you know, do what's on the scouting report and how the chips fall, how they fall, and we'll just go from there.
You talked about how you have a lot of game film in preparation for this matchup. Tell me about what you guys are looking forward to in this challenge with JCN for what they're going to be bringing to the table.
Yeah, they're honestly very, very similar to us. You know, offensively, you know, they really, really rely on their quarterback, just like offensively we really rely on Drake Mellies. And, you know, their quarterback's very, very dynamic. I think him and Drake have been, you know, going after each other, you know, since junior high. And we've always had battles with JCN with this class, you know, ever since middle school. And, you know, they've gotten a couple, we've gotten a couple. And, you know, this is almost a so-called rubber match, we can say. And they got a bruiser there in the backfield that, you know, he goes downhill and he goes fast. And they got wide receivers. What really, really impresses me this year, they got wide receivers on the edge that make some very, very contested, great catches. They like to get them out. They like to get them in space, and they can go up and get the ball. And when we have our little DBs and they have 6'2", 6'3", wide receivers, that's going to be a challenge for us. So, you know, everything that they do on film looks great. You can definitely tell their coaching staff has put in a lot of work with them over the course of the year. They've gotten better each and every week. And their offensive line, though young, has gotten tremendously better. I know they're playing a freshman on the offensive line that's really, really impressed me during the course of the year. And he's getting a lot better. And, you know, they pull their center a lot. So, you know, their center is going to be very, very athletic. They move around. They get to the second level. I can't say anything more about them that really, really defines them, because they're an offense that can go very, very multiple. They can pass the ball. They can run the ball. So, yeah, right now they're going to be the biggest test for us up to this point in the season.
Tell me a little bit about the rivalry aspect of this as well. Maybe people forget about that, but JC and Jackson Heights is a big-time rivalry game, and it's scheduled for Week 8, district title, league title, all these things we've been talking about. What do you think that has as a playing factor for this game tomorrow night?
You know, a rivalry is one of those things that is best about high school football. You know, just like college football, you know, this week it happens that KU plays K-State. So,
go Cats.
Yeah, go Hawks. It's one of those moments where everybody is in tune with this game. There's relatives that went to JCN Winchester, and they're always looking at this matchup. You know, I've talked to a lot of people here that graduated from here in the 80s and 90s, and they can tell me about, you know, remember when we played JCN and how great of a game it was and how big of a rivalry it was back then, not just on the football field, but on the track, on the volleyball court, on the basketball court. It's always been us versus JCN, because no ill will to everybody else or anybody else in the league, but it seems like us and JCN the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years before Riverside got back into the league, we've kind of been that 1-2 or 1-3, you know, always on the top of the league in a lot of different sports, and it's always us and them, and we're always fighting each other for that number one spot, and that's the way you want it to be, with that healthy rivalry. And they've won a bunch of games, we've won a bunch of games, even in football. There, when I first got here, before Coach Snyder got there, we got the better of them a couple times, and then Coach Snyder came and they got the better of us a couple times, you know, especially in the playoffs. And we shared a league title one year, I remember, and it was one of those things. I told Coach Snyder, you can just have it, because they whipped us pretty good in the playoffs that year, and they deserve that. And, you know, then they make that deep run in the playoffs a couple years ago, and they make it to a state finals. And talking to a bunch of people, I think it would have been a whole different game if there wasn't, you know, 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground. But, you know, they're just a great football team. It's a really, really healthy rivalry, and it's just going to be a great atmosphere on Friday night, and just hopefully everybody can come out and try to celebrate and try to promote both schools.
It'll be a game of the week on 103.9 KNZA tomorrow night. Brandon Tadman on the call with that. You can also watch it on the Cobra channel. But, Coach, a healthy rivalry, as you referenced it, too. Last 42 meetings, 22 wins for Jackson Heights, 20 for JCN. It'll be a great ball game tomorrow night here at Dave Henry Field at Jackson Heights High School. Coach, thanks as always. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Head Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras once again. Jackson Heights, JCN tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Dave Henry Field on the Cobra Channel, as well as on 103.9 FM KNZA.